wait, guys, I know Valentine has gone, but is it only me that is still pained that I did not receive Valentine gift? Story, pay. He hurts me, he hurts me. And if anybody asks me, I'm from now on, I won't agree. Hey guys, how y'all doing? This is Sarah. My friends call me Luna, and this is Podcast We No Name. Did I miss you, people? Yes, mommy, you got now. I really did miss you guys so much. I miss you guys. I miss doing this. Seriously, I miss doing this. And I apologize that I have not dropped anything February, my month. I didn't drop anything. You can't imagine. Why? Well, I apologize for that. And please accept my apologies. She gone me. Today, we're going to be talking about Namaste. You guys know what it is. We are doing the movie review this time. We are talking about Namaste Wala. Okay, the first time I heard, my friend came and she's like, have you guys, do you see what's trending on Twitter? Like, there's a trend, bro. No network. See, there's no network in it. Generally, there's no network. And now can we say glow? I don't get it. Because there's no glow network. If we find the network is on strike. Let me know. It's not glow because I love glow. You know, glow love me. I love glow too. Okay, but that's not it. So when she was like, oh, Namaste Wahala, I'm like, who are those in the thing? Then I watched the movie. I watched the trailer and it was really catchy. I mean, you are bold and you are beautiful. Your father, they don't know that we are what? We are beautiful. Hey, God, oh, when? Basically, I really liked it and I liked the fact that whoever is there, bash my baby, right? Come on, sucking me. I've forgotten the days of calling. Just that she, like, is it hard work campaign book where for the movie and then bringing it out February 14th. That was just a very big move that made too much sense. Like, it makes sense. But that's not what we're talking about. We're going to be talking about the movie itself. You know, it is the review o'clock, people. You know. Oh, and you know, now I gotta do this one since I didn't give you guys, you know, the love podcast. Shout out to all those who are in love, shout out to we the single one, shout out to those I still always want to see people are gonna do, but then for love, but shout out to those who are in love, those that had fun on you know, on Valentine's Day. I really, well, I'm happy for you, and we that we, you know, I'm all right, last. Okay, so the first thing I want to talk about is the name. It is catchy. Namaste Wahala. I don't think it has ever happened. Like, probably it has happened that I don't know of, but I think this is the first for me that I'm hearing of that has to do with a Nigerian, you know, collaborating with an Indian, Indians, you know, to produce a very beautiful movie. No, more like, yeah, Namaste, like, everyone knows Namaste is Indian, and Wahala, everyone knows Wahala, but the name is really catchy. First of all, I really like the fact that they used that, you know, name, yes, and secondly, the trailer was dope, yes, we can't argue, the trailer was really nice. I'm not going to say perfect, but, yeah, it's catchy, it was nice. Okay, but, then, no, but yes, the trailer was dope, which I really, really much enjoy, and you know, it was beautiful. Their main characters, the Indian boy is fine. I mean, it's not funnier than Siddharth. It's not funnier than, I mean, they are finer boys, but then it's a fine man, you know, and it's not funnier than the Duke of Hastings. You know what I'm saying? Okay, seriously, I'm not even joking. It's not finer than, this has not been compared, that it's not okay to compare. Okay, so I'm not compare. Okay, but then it's there. I wouldn't call him, like, I mean, if we're going to top Indian actors, it's not going to be, but it's good, it's fine. It's fine. And secondly, the part that I'm actually like, me and my friends, I'm like, oh no, this one, that one. It's, you know, we agree to disagree on that one, though. The main character, yes, this was a very good choice. It was a good choice, but I don't think it was the perfect choice. Actually, I wouldn't say it's the perfect choice for. Indima is one of my favorite actress, Nigerian actress. She's very good. I mean, she's a really pretty much good. She's a very good actress, but I just felt like energy jade pelu, you know. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. Like, it didn't come out like that. But then I think she did pretty good for her character. For the character she played, it was a really beautiful one. Then I feel like for Fina be kilok beru konyeton. For that witch, kilok beganye. Well, I forgot her real name again. I forgot too. It's not even my fault. I remembered it. But I just keep my head. Okay, but I think for her, I think I would have preferred if Beverly Knight was the one that actually played that role. I mean, everyone knows Beverly's as in character, the Beverly man, good dad, the boy. You know, without the situation, not do her head. She will not be walking like as if it's wrong way. Oh, you know. No, I'm not saying the person who played the role did not play it well, but I feel like the vibe would have come out well, you know, like at the mix sense, but Beverly, you know what I'm saying? You get it. I get cutting on something. Yeah, basically, I feel like Beverly could have done a bit. Beverly could have done a much more better job for a saucy, you know. Well, character, yeah, Beverly Lofi, I guess, because most of Beverly Naya, if you don't know Beverly Naya, let me remind you, have you watched Wedding Party? If you have not watched Wedding Party, you are on your own. But if you have watched Wedding Party, the one that put the pants in the, you know, the pocket of the groom, if you don't remember, I don't have a solution. I'm sorry, I try. She's the one that did Skin documentary. It was a very beautiful one, too. Shout out, Mama. I love you, too. I have to shoot my shot and you blame me, Jerry. Okay, so there's one problem I'm having when I watch it. Kenny dancing video. What is that? Kenny, I don't, it's not necessary. We didn't need it. We didn't need it at all. I just feel like, yes, for a Bollywood movie, but it's for a Bollywood movie, yeah, there's always the. There's always the video where we all get to skip and all the dancing video and the music, basically the music video where we all get to skip and all. But I just feel to some extent like it was so unnecessary. It's not a totally Bollywood movie. You've already put in too much of Indian. I think the dancing video could have actually gone. I feel it's so unnecessary. Yeah, it's so unnecessary. I feel it. It's not necessary. It is not necessary to pass it. Like, everyone knows that. Well, did you want to make it a typical Indian movie, or you wanted to make it a typical movie? No, it doesn't even need to be typical. It just needs to be a movie that has, you know, 2 to 3 different cultures embedded in it, just trying to explain the ethnicity, you know, behind marriage and all. I just feel like correlation. It didn't need it at all. Or don't need it. But really, it was okay. I don't know. Actually, it's not okay. I don't like the dance. It's not even more. I've watched Bollywood, though. I didn't like the one that No, I offended. I just feel it's very unnecessary. And how did they meet? When it's not, we are watching Tauma. What's that? The scriptwriter could have done a better way to introduce them. I mean, people are going to beach to run. I just feel like that one too, no need. We don't need that one. I don't feel say that one day like that. I just feel like it was just not needed, you know, like needed now, necessary. And sorry, if you hear any underground sound, it's not my fault though. It's my house and my room and the members of the compound. They don't need to yet keep quiet. It's a sin for them to shut up their mouth or mind or not do so. But then, if one cock up then they so they go around with that. See, let's get back to what we're talking about. But I apologize if you hear any sound that seems to affect the audio. Please forgive that. Okay, so yes, we're talking about the mate. I just feel like Tauma have given us kids. It's enough to last us for the day. I don't think we need it again. Please. The next time we will get to work with Indian producers and directors, Edo, Emo Firu Singh, Emo Afe. Yes, and also I want to talk about the costumes. Yes, very great costumes. They all, you know, showcased each person's culture. You brought in the African prince, the pillows had the Africans, you know, Ghana prince. I think it was Ghana prince. I saw some of the pillows, yes. And then, you know, the setting of some of the rooms had the, you know, Nigerian culture in it, and the clothes and all. And then for the guy really brought out his culture in his, you know, from the wardrobe. It was really beautiful. I really loved the book part. Although I not see, let's not talk about it in the DD saying costume, Indian costume, but it was making sense. But then I feel like I said, one day she better job me being into. Before I go to my main part, like there are two main parts I want to talk about. But let's talk about the soundtrack. You know, they if I think that power, what is that? We said for Nigerian. Was that, but really was it very, the soundtracks were okay, but then it was too, I know it's an Indian director, but then a producer, Indian producer, but then I just feel like it was too Indian, and you know, you get they, I think they got more of views from me Nigeria, because it's more like a Nigerian movie for us, so it didn't bring it up like that, but it was really good. I feel in Netflix, it wasn't trending on Netflix in Nigeria, number one. People should be giving us accolades in that part. It was too much for me. And okay, I think, oh yes, and the party, okay, let me go straight to the one. Yes, character. Let's talk about his mother. I feel like the mother brought out the role of Indian mothers. They are also always so nosy about their boys, you know, also loving. It was just it was a character of mama's boy, but it was more of a character of Indian's mama boy. Ugh, don't get me started. What you get to feed them? Ugh. Oh Lord, do not bring them my way, Lord. I refuse them, Lord. Okay, but shout out to mama's boys. Shout out to y'all out there. Then my another character I really liked was the friend. Yes, that's the guy's friend. Brad's friend was Emma. It was good. I like the way he told him that you gotta bring go job. I want questions. They used to carry go to go and do that. What kind of introduction are you doing? But really, it was really, I like his friend being able to tell that while I see I don't know why you get what allow. And then our friend, I like our friend. I feel like my friend's like, oh, I have more precious character, not the like, see, everything that is boys that they have, see, don't call me as fast as I'm eating. Okay, no, seriously, not like that. But then, you get it. If you don't get it, forget. Okay, but my best character, see, jokes apart, it was just. Okay, let me say it like this. My best character is Shaggy. Yes, I know it was just one scene, but it was like it just showed the real Nigeria. Like, you know, I was the seatbelt person. I see she's so lucky. She's so lucky that the car even had seatbelt. See, I'm not bad mouthing in the boat. See, Nigerian cabmen can be so unique, and they wouldn't be using this. They have this Iberaga on top of something that is wrong. I'm like, Edimo. I'm like, Daddy. Kenneth, I need Daddy. No, that's serious. That's out there. If you are in Nigerians, we are just very unique people. No, Shaggy really portrayed Nigeria to the most beautiful extent. No, it was. No, it was. I love it. I love. No, Shaggy was just it for me. The back part, are you going? But really, what's wrong with the three bags? I said, oh, no, that one. She also portrayed the Indians, so they like caramel. Yeah, Indians and Nigerians, see, there's very little difference in it. But yes, I did like that. I did like it. I love that scene. I think that's one of my best scenes, though. Again, yeah, and I feel like the role of our daddy, our Imo, our legendary. Did I say well? Okay, the legends of RMD, Daddy RMD, Sahar RMD. Because I feel like if I say that, you know, it didn't flow well. So I just had that to say, Sahar RMD, Sahar. Oh, no, it was a really beautiful. I feel like they picked the right people for those scenes. And then I did, mommy. When I saw Jacquet Silva, I was like, oh, did he just win my heart? Like, I just feel like the mother and the father were, they picked a good role. And yes, I think we saw this new character, that's Fraud from Big Brother Niger, it was. I think I saw Fraud, and yeah, it did try. Sorry, I had to yawn. Like, it did try, yeah, it did this, but yeah. Oh, no, man. Let's just give him some credit. I think it's one of the, like, I won't say that it's not so much roles, but then he tried. And oh, we saw all the Bolo Ward, that Coca-Cola, they were restaurant. And there was a particular thing that I saw something that, you know, it was so evident that they were actually like, you already know that the one brand sponsor something. Yeah, I saw it, but I can't remember actually. I thought I wrote it down. I did not actually. So, yes. That one too makes sense. I really like it so much. Also, sorry, forgive what you heard. Also, yes, I think that's it for me in terms of character. Yeah, the guy's father, Raj's father. I don't think they did the best role portraying an Indian father, but they did a very good role portraying the cricket part. I mean, every Indian watches cricket. What was not Anushka's husband? I've forgotten the, I mean, it's the Indian player, the cricket player that we all know about. But yes, exactly. Okay, so we're going to talk about the best scene. I think my best scene is the food contest part. That part was no, although you guys know that Shaggy scene was my best scene, but then I think the next best would be the food contest part. It wasn't exactly a food contest something, but then yes, it was a food contest something. It was really funny, and then I having to taste it, I was like, wow. I'm like, so you know it makes sense. Although I have to say, yes, that's the product. Eh, Indomie. See, it's a lie. I know it's a lie. I have tasted that Indomie. No, I've taken. It's not okay. I'm not insulting Indomie. I love Indomie. No more Indomie. But see that black one that Dondasi was making us about that time. It's a lie. The hot dog kisser, it look like this thing. You know, rubber. You know, if you rubber, you know me. Cologne, go make. Let do. I'm not spoiling anything. I do not spoil anything. I'm just saying that they lied there. They could have just used Indomie table. They could have just used the one that have that super girl and that long boy and the long, you know, everything big boy. And for just it, sorry, it's all of me, but I didn't agree. Except I don't. I've taken recent this day. You have not changed for me. Except that was not what I swore me. But you look like Indomie, reddish Indomie. I'm getting more quick here. But Tobago is not the one. Okay, it's not plenty, no problem. But if it's the one, run. Okay, anyways, I'm not okay for, I want you to say that I am not bad mouthing any this thing. I'm just saying that the one me I tasted though, the one me I too give pay me to oh don't yeah money as you try it and I try it. Ah no you pay me or no you pay me you hurt me and you're all doing gone but I sometimes wonder why I do the things I do, but really, I don't. Let's not talk about them. One scene I do not actually like. One scene I do not agree to was the scene of the cousin and the owner of the Taj, whatever. The owner of the hotel. Kenny. This now I've seen dance before. When I went to the View Hotel, I said, oh, sorry, hotel, sorry, restaurant. Ah, they don't used to do like that. You now stand, you're not saying, ah, Kenny, it looks too fake. It looked too fake to me. Kenny, Kido Mooney. You not even, she did not even give the. Okay. You know, it just felt too fake to me. I just felt it was too fake. And I mean, they could have done a better job in that part too. Yes, they could have. I didn't like the scene. It just didn't feel right. If you're going to be, it was going to be someone that you realize is the secret admirer, and you're saying, like, as if it's one professional job you went to go and you want to go and drop proposal, you are now doing. No, they could have done better. You know what I'm saying. So, in all, I'm just trying to say that the movie made so much sense. I really, really loved it so much. It was a really fantastic movie, actually. But they could have done it. No, actually, it makes sense. Oh, makes sense. As maybe even talk truth, let's even talk the truth. It actually made so much sense. Yes, they'll vibe it. Ah, Twitter people. Ah, you people can vibe something. But then, I would not say it needed to be overhyped. But yes, it was well hyped. They hyped it. It needed the hype. It actually, it's not what I do if now to say it's what the, let's say it's what the hype, but it's not what the vibe. Ah, get them. Oh, love, oh, baby. Yes, it's what the hype, not the overhype. But it was a really beautiful movie. Shout out to everybody. Everyone who participated in the series. It was a very beautiful movie. Shout out to Namaste Wahala. It was a beautiful movie, actually. I've said beautiful movie 100 times. People should come and look for me. My name is Sarah. My name is Dara. My name is Jennifer. Okay, guys, it was beautiful. Thank you so much. And above all, in all, see, COVID is free. I know me, I will say that. I will still say my own. Last, all of us will be all right. But I will say it. COVID is real. And it is important that you follow the... sorry, I forgot the thing you need to tell us. Safety procedures, you know, safety measures that the government has asked us to follow, at least, even if you not do social distancing. And to do all the moments, cops, you must sanitize. Come on, you love, I brought out the Yoruba in me today. Ah, all of you did not know what's going on. But it really was nice. Thank you so much for listening. You can, you know, contact me on. Sorry, stop myself at Kilo Moe on my Instagram, which is Luna Akins, and then my Twitter, so we can be retweeting and be quote tweeting free time. You know, that is Luna Akins 25. It is spelled LUNAHAKINS 25 for Twitter. That's Luna Akins 25 for Twitter, and Luna for with Instagram, yes, and also you can get to me on Facebook as Podcast with No Name. You know, your girl. Hey. It was nice. Thank you for listening. And also, you will see all this information to how you can contact me on Anchor or anyway you see it. Actually, you see it on I post it there. And also, you can listen to it on every platform, on podcast, Google Play, every podcast platform you can listen to it. Thank you so much. Like, click. Wait, sorry. Say it's not like that's YouTube wants you to say it. Click on the button below. Yes, that button. What is YouTube? Shout out to you guys there. Click that button. Yeah, be clicking it. Like it, bang, yeah. Yes, girl, like it. Oh yeah, share and comment. I really want your comments out, so we know we get to talk, and you know I can be, you know, rapping with you people so much. You know what I'm saying? Ah, shaggy. I'm like, you boy, go back below. I sent to my office in. Okay, it was nice. Ah, namaste. See you later, piadi. Okay, that's something I know. I love you, pia. Whatever it is. See ya, Lera. Bye.